Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, America. Kate Delaney. Happy to be hanging out with all of you across this great nation. It is a race to the White House that started so long ago for Hillary Clinton, but it has begun. Will she finish it, or will she be finished? Because this is it. There is no redo three for Hillary Clinton. The plan is take the Scooby Mobile and humanize Hillary, make her a little bit softer. So for those who find her to be too polarizing, she may be able to break through. Here's an interesting story I read, and this is one thing that she'll struggle with for sure. It's the money thing. It's tough to talk to the middle class about. I know how rough it is. I understand. I feel you. When things come out about Hillary Clinton and how much she made more than all the CEOs. Now, here's the deal. We live in the United States of America. I'm a capitalist. I hope you're all capitalists. It's a system that works. And here's the thing. So you can't pound people for what they're making. But politicians who especially are trying to make it as though they're, I'm one of you. I'm one of yous. Nah, you're not one of yous. I understand if you say I'm trying to up the ante for the people in the middle class. I'm trying to make it so that life is affordable again and you don't have to make a gazillion dollars to be able to live in XYZ place and to be able to educate your kids and whatever it is. So there was a chart that was done, and it was Hillary versus some of the highest paid CEOs, like, in other words, ranking it. So Hillary Clinton weekly is making, or hourly, an hour's work for Hillary Clinton is $300,000. I mean, are you kidding me? I just want you to think about that for a second. Imagine $300,000, not for a year, not for a month. We're saying hourly they broke it down. Hourly. That is crazy, isn't it? So anybody else on the list, like even Ralph Lauren, who makes a ton of money every year, right? He has his own company. And there's a guy who had to pull himself up, believe it or not, from his bootstraps. When he started, he was hawking ties, anything he could, and did not come from money. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So Ralph Lauren hourly is like $32,000. He has a clothing empire, $32,000. That's the difference between him and Hillary Clinton hourly, right? And then you take it, and I'm going to give you someone else on this list, too. Let's see. How many people have heard of Stephen Hemsley? If we look at Stephen Hemsley on the list, and what he makes, $23,000 hourly. $23,000. So I'm just going to say that that's a lot of money that she's making. And again, the money thing, I'm okay with what somebody makes, whatever end of the spectrum they're on. But you cannot put yourself in the shoes of the working man. You can say you want to help them, but you can't say that you relate to them, because there is no relating going on here. So if I were running her campaign, I'd be very careful to make that distinction. They talk about delivering speeches, and they say that Clinton delivers one speech per week for 48 weeks during a typical year. 48 weeks. So you want to know what that number is? I could have saved this for a week account, right? But I got to give you this number at the top. So that is total compensation for all these speeches, $14.4 million. Phew, $14.4 million. I wonder if she, I have no idea if she's speaking, if she's a good speaker. In other words, I'm not saying if she goes to some political event and she's trying to rev up the crowd that's pro-Hillary, I'm saying, is she a good speaker on what? What is she talking about? 48 events can't be all politics. It has to be relatable to the people where she's speaking, I would assume, right? That only makes sense. All right, since we started walking down the path of politics, I know, don't beat me up. This whole show is not about politics, but this part of the show is. So, I mean, we can't help it. It's the Sunday swirl. The pundits getting on to tell us how they're going to change our lives. Oh, if only that were true. So, now we know that there are a few that will declare eventually, and they're actually giving us dates. Well, May 5th, you may know by May 5th. Rick Perry says you'll know in May, the former governor of Texas, what his plans are. Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, turned TV talk show host, says you'll know what he's going to do in May. Same thing across the board. Jeb Bush, we know what he's going to do because he's got his pack out there and he's hit the road. He's in Washington State doing a bunch of big fundraisers. You're not doing fundraisers for the pack and not going to run. So it's going to be interesting to see if that number 10 holds up. It might even be more than 10. I said that we would see 10 Republican nominees, you know, people that want to grab the brass ring and be the Republican representative. I think we're going to see 10. However, we may see more than that. I mean, 10, I might be going too low. Might be going a little bit too low there. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we will do the numbers thing because there are a lot of other numbers to talk about, and we'll make sure that we do that as well. Sad story right here at the top, about 900 people they think are dead after what they call a migrant boat sunk off of Libya. So this is common, the whole smuggling people in thing. And unfortunately, it was a packed fishing boat. And a lot of people tried to rescue, and they did rescue some people, but the amount was so low, 20-some, compared to those that were on board. And like 300 were locked in the hold. So that has to be a horrific death. You're locked in the hold, and you're drowning. And it's the third major shipwreck involving smuggling people in, cross over the sea, in that area this week. What does that tell you? So, in England, they've got a stand that they're making saying it's immoral to be a part of the rescue operations in the Mediterranean. And they had 28 passengers that were rescued after this overcrowded fishing boat tipped over at night on its way from Libya to Italy. So now what's happening in England is a lot of politicians and other people have attacked the British government and other EU states for supporting Italy's decision to stop search and rescue operations because they decided we're not paying for this anymore. So people want to smuggle people in. Sorry, we can't help you, even though it's close and off their coast. Can you imagine? I mean, I hate to say it, but that would be like our Coast Guard when they had the potential, and of course everybody leans on the United States, to say, yeah, we're not going to do that because, no, there's people trapped and being taken advantage of, but we're not going to go out there and help them. Wow. I would think there'd be a lot of pressure to reverse that. A lot of pressure. What a tragedy. And this is just days after another shipwreck in that area killed 400 people who drowned. Wow. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, numbers. Yeah, look around you, numbers everywhere. Absolutely. And numbers, they always say follow the money. And we can follow the money in some cases. The waiting list for legal immigrants. What is the waiting list? You know, we always talk about illegal immigrants getting in. So what about those trying to get in through legal channels? We got a number for you. We're going to tell you about that, too. That would be part of Week in Count. We'll wrap it into that in our next segment. And in the meantime, moving along to from that shocking deal with the boat, we got another shocker for you. I mean, ISIS. And here's why you have to take an interest in this. And I said this before in an earlier hour. One, it's inhumane. It's sickening what they're doing and cutting people's heads off and other horrific things. But we got a lot of money pumped into those airstrikes. So your taxpayer money and mine is going into this fight. So we're part of this fight. Trust me. So we got another video. They love this video in the land of video. And they're pumping this out where they're doing that horrible walk down the beach again. And it shows the killing of Ethiopian Christians. We've got the orange jumpsuits, and they're covered with masks and the whole thing. It's a 29-minute video that shows them holding basically two groups, right? And one is an affiliate in eastern Libya, and the other is an affiliate in the south. And then you've got this fighter guy waving a pistol saying Christians have to convert to Islam or pay a special tax that is prescribed by the Quran before they're shown being shot, you know, shown shooting the people, and then they're beheaded on the beach. So this is the same thing that we've seen again and again and again by ISIS, these extremists, that they're trying to get more and more people to pledge their allegiance to the group. And in Libya especially, since Muammar Gaddafi was out in 2011, there's been the rise. That's when the rise really started to happen even more and escalate. So in February, Egypt started airstrikes against ISIL, as you know, because of what they did to one of their pilots and lighting him on fire, basically killing him that way. And then hours after, they had a video showing the mass beheadings of Egyptian Christian hostages. I guess that pilot actually was Jordanian. But it's there is no end to what they will do, what extreme measure they will take, I suppose. And here's the good news. The good news, hard to say good and ISIS in the same sentences, woohoo! The Iraqi militants, because remember, we trained the Iraqi military. So their military stopped them and ousted ISIS at the biggest refinery, which is very good news. Because you know what? The home team needs a few wins. After the millions and millions and millions, billions that we're pumping into this, that's a huge victory. Also, in Tikrit, where they were controlling a lot of that neighborhood, that has gone back because Iraqi forces have taken that back. So these airstrikes are helping. Our airstrikes, along with the rest of the coalition, are actually helping. And then the boots on the ground are finally working. That's huge. Because we had a lot of blood, sweat, and tears invested in this, really. That's a major, major step. So if that can continue, that would be, that would be something, without a doubt. And that's on the radar screen. And that's why you should care, because it is your money. If you're paying taxes, then that some of your taxpayer money is going toward these airstrikes. Dan in the great state of Texas. Let's go to him. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I had to put my headphones down.
That's okay.
What's a 900-pound canary say in a dark alley?
What does a 900... Ouch. What does it say?
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. You can steal that one.
Oh, that's easy to remember, too. I like it.
Okay. Now, we got a few things real quick here. First off, having Muslims in your country is like having a dog that's been bit by another dog with rabies. Sooner or later, they're going to turn on you. All right? Now, the situation with the people who's trying to get from Libya and all those other countries to Italy or any country that will take them in, forget it. I don't blame the Italians for doing what they're doing, saying no more, we can't do this, even though they're still trying to rescue those people that just got dumped by a cab. Boat capsizing, but
yeah,
and England saying, "Hey, we're not going to support them with the money anymore." Look, let me give you an analogy that you'll understand real quick. All right, how would you like me and about 50 of my friends to come to your house and say you have to support us?
Oh, I would not.
Well, yeah. Well, guess what? They're not going to do it either. And the people are going to have to understand that we're going to have to blockade all those ports and tell the smugglers over there, hey, guys, the game's over. No more people on the water. Anybody in the water, we're going to take them and put them right back into the harbor, and you can see if people are going to hunt you down and kill you for selling them a bum ticket that they couldn't cash.
Yeah,
that's the way it's
ridiculous. It is. You're right. It's ridiculous to put up with this crap for as long as they have.
Enough is enough.
And enough is enough.
If we keep on with this routine of them killing Christians, sooner or later the people that are Christian, like you and me and the rest of us here in America, are going to realize we have got a rabid dogs called Muslims in our country. They are rabid all over the world, from Iran to whatever country they're in. When they play the part of the moderates, that's called taqiyya. It is them allowing themselves to lie to us, misrepresent them to us, and they're going to get us in the end. Oh, and I got me a new gun and some more ammunition.
Yeah, and was the ammunition easy to get?
Sure, this 12 gauge.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because you know there was a time when boy ammunition was low.
That's because of our beloved leader trying to screw us over, Mr. Big Ears from Mombasa, Kenya.
Hoarding, they were hoarding. They were hoarding a lot of that ammunition.
Also, the government was buying up everything they could get their hands on.
Absolutely.
Our taxpayer dollars to deprive us of our right to bear arms.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's been going on with you? Did you like the rainstorm and the thunder and the lightning?
I like the rainstorm. I talked about that. I got notes from people wondering if we were flattened by any kind of a funnel cloud. I had no power outage, but boy, that was crazy. High winds and massive amounts of rain, wasn't it?
I thought about you. I really did. And I'm sorry I didn't get to say goodbye to Matt. I mean, I'd love to. I always considered him a friend, even though we never met. And also, tell Graham, he's right on. If things keep going on like they are, it's going to affect everybody. You're going to have your own source of food, guns to protect your food and your family, because these guys are going to bring us right down to the point that we're going to wind up with a country that's even worse than Greece. I mean, we got 350 million people in this country, and we get to the situation that Graham's talking about. It's going to be Katie bar the door.
Yeah, that's scary to think about that, Dan. But you know what? I used to say, oh, that's ridiculous. But now, not so much, especially when you look at what's happened with water. Boy, you got to have a water source, I'll tell you that.
Hey, you watch tomorrow on the stock market.
I will watch. Yep, it's been
I always tell you things in advance, okay?
You are Nostradamus. I love it.
Thank
you, Dan. Well, you know, the stock market, and I've told people this before, I schooled myself as much as I could in finances, where I paid much closer attention than I used to. And I'll tell you what, I mean, there is no sure thing. You're always gambling anyway when you stand at the table of the stock market. The bottom line is, though, you have to know when to roll it into cash. And I suppose that's what Dan is saying, when you see when things are start to crash. And, you know, you watch whatever your 401k money go down the tubes. And we've seen that. We saw that in 2008. A lot of people lost a lot of money in 2008. And we also saw that in the 90s, too. Same thing. Everything's about timing, isn't it? Speaking of timing, we've got great timing coming up. On the flip side, we're going to look at the numbers. We can count. We're going to take you a couple different places in this segment. And if you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything that we're talking about, you know how I feel about that. 24/7, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase increase oxygen and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We can count. Yes, indeed. Numbers, numbers, numbers. I think I kind of like the whole number thing, too. It reminds me of... Remember the, electric company? They used to do that. Obviously, you see that with Sesame Street. They did the whole number thing. So this is a sad number, the 20th anniversary of the Oklahoma bombing. And Julian Castro, the HUD secretary, was acknowledging the 20th anniversary of that. And I was thinking, where was I when Oklahoma happened? And, you know, it's interesting. I was in California. I was in a place called Santa Maria, California. And I think about that. There was 168 people who died. 35 of them were HUD workers. And they were in the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. That was 1995. I was in California, and someone stopped me and told me what happened, and then they didn't really know the details. And this was another one of those things. Before 9/11, you saw the building, and you thought, you know what, you thought terrorism. That you did, but not to the extent of where now it's so automatic because of 9/11. But what a sad, sad day. And that was, you know, really just a couple of years into my career. And boy, I remember seeing that. I thought, the first thing I thought, because I thought of kids, they were talking about daycare, how awful that was for those parents, and just a terrible, terrible thing. All right, so that's a sad remembrance. This one is a tsunami warning because there's a 6.8 quake by Okinawa. And in Japan, that's what they do. They issue a tsunami when you see that of up to 3 feet, they're saying, after that strong earthquake. They say the epicenter of it on Monday morning was just a shallow point near these islands, the Yanagimi Islands. And the tsunami warning, whenever they have those, they keep them in effect for like about an hour, you know, an hour. So they have a TV camera on it, and they showed near that island pretty calm seas, but they still, nobody's taking any chances, because if you're going to have a tsunami, and we've seen that in Japan, that could happen. So they don't, nobody fools around with that. If they say this could happen, people in general pay attention to those warnings. There's a reason for those warnings, so they absolutely are focused on what's, you know, hey, we had a quake. We saw some trees go down. Nobody was hurt. But we're not going to take any risks with that, in other words. We're not going to take any sort of a chance. And speaking of chances and weather and things that can happen, Mother Nature's wrath, we felt these terrible storms over the weekend in Texas, but there were a line of storms across the nation. And in Ohio, there's a woman who was killed after a tree crushed her car on Sunday afternoon because there was bad storms, just ripping out windows and stuff and hit power big time, really across the South, too. And this tree fell just on top of her as she was driving in Cincinnati. It was just a Sunday afternoon, and the tree fell. It says it took her front seat and peeled it all the way back. So you don't need any more descriptions on that, but it shows you, falling trees. We know what they can do. We see that sometimes people, I'll say, get lucky because they've gotten out of the car is parked, and it falls in the neighborhood, and they're not in it. So in this case, she was driving, and there was nothing that could, there's nothing you could do there, obviously. All right, moving along to a couple of other numbers. It includes, we started with the 20 years and remembering that, which is crazy to think it's been that long, to this now fast forward to a different part of the country and the California drought and what's happening there. The reality, I think, is starting to hit the people, first of all, in California. And we'll have some on, as I have some friends that still live in California. But the state water folks are calling for cuts of not even just 25 now. You know what they're saying? 35%. I mean, that's an incredible shift in water habits for people. So they got these drought measures that are in place. And the grass, and we're talking about grass and what happens with the grass in places like Palm Springs. Forget about it, because how much water are they going to be pumping there? And they've got water from the Colorado River that has been flowing in that they bring into the Coachella Valley, which is Palm Springs. I'm giving you an example of that. But they're relying on that underground water, and they've got falling levels, and so this is a desert, but we're talking about other people feeling that across the state. But when you're in a desert, so if you think of Palm Springs and you think of the water flow not being what it used to be, and that it's like a sponge, there's tiny holes in the sand and in the rocks and in the clay. Those old pictures of what a desert was like with giant cracks in it, like ponds, that's what you're seeing there. I mean, massive amounts of cracks. So certainly, I mean, that area, that crisis is just going to be compounded, because they're not getting any of the water either, just like in L.A. So the ground levels are killers. And with that, and you put that picture together and you say, there's a reason why we're doing 35%. You know, sprinklers? No, I don't think so. Forget the sprinklers. Cut off the sprinklers. They're telling them that they're saying that the fine, if you break the rules and you're watering and you're using the sprinklers, they could charge you like $10,000 a day. Wow. How do they vote that in? $10,000 a day. Hey, so we're sorry, you're watering your lawn, and I guess you didn't hear we're in a drought, so we're gonna fine you $10,000. What? I mean, I get the fines, but that is an extreme fine. And enforcing that would be easy, I guess, if they had people that were driving around and they flaunted it during the day, but I would think people would try to water at night, probably. So they wouldn't get caught. I'm just thinking, okay, better chance of not getting caught, right? Better chance. So sports is about numbers, and we've got basketball playoffs going on, and we also have hockey playoffs going on. And the Clippers got a lot of attention this season because they were the team in L.A. that was doing well versus the Lakers. And Chris Paul had 32 points. Blake Griffin had 26. The Clippers pulled away in the second half, and they beat San Antonio. San Antonio, of course, winning the NBA championship last year, 107-92. This was their opener in the playoffs. Jamal Crawford, who's been a guest on the show, you have heard him here, he's very funny, had 17 points for the Clippers. And this could be an interesting series to see where that goes. But how many people think that it could be LeBron James winning the whole thing this time for Cleveland? Boy, the people in Cleveland would forgive him forever if he came back and won in Cleveland. I'm thinking that could be it. And then we've got this story that counts for numbers two, Michael Phelps, and whether or not he returns to a swim, to competition. But he has returned to competition, and he was in Arizona for the men's 100 freestyle on Saturday night. And he became that old Michael that we saw winning all those medals. He was in last place at the 50 wall and in first place by the finish. He overtook a field in the final 50 meters that included some great American swimmers. And this is the Arena Pro Series swim event. So, hey, this is leading up to the 2016 Olympics. He may be there. He wants to be there. He's an 18-time Olympic gold medalist. That's a big number for you. And he won his signature event, the 100 butterfly, last Thursday before finishing third in the 200 individual medley on Saturday, followed by the free comeback win. So he's looking okay. He says he's pleased with his progress, and even though there's younger people in the pool and people that are just as fast as Phelps, he just is that guy that defies athleticism. I mean, he defies the odds, let's put it that way. And if he competes, makes it, Olympic trials, the whole thing, and he's back for USA Swimming, wow. How big would that be? And he still has the same, he has the same coach. He's always had the same coach who's with him. Imagine that phone call. Hey, guess what? We're going to do it again. Temporarily, we took a little break, but we're going to do it again. Bob Bowman, his longtime coach. And we're jumping back in the pool. I bet he makes it. I bet he does. Moving from Michael Phelps and a little bit of sports in the mix, as we top off, we can count. How about this? I don't know. I am kind of a car person, not over-the-top car person, but I like to see what the new cars are. Cadillac, I saw somebody pull out in what I thought was one of these over the weekend. They announced last week that they're going to add a plug-in hybrid to a CT6 sedan later in the year. And they think, and this is the reason I'm doing this story, actually, they think the system will more than double the car's fuel economy. Are you kidding me? For some of the people who have to go far distances, double the fuel economy? That's pretty big for Cadillac, I would say. And then the choice is a 3.6-liter V6 or 3-liter twin-turbo V6. Wow. Be flying down the road, and you'll be getting a lot of miles per gallon, that's for sure. Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80, that's Guns80.com.
Odds and ends on you here on America Tonight. So as we look at a couple of different things coming up this week, we're going to have more possibles who give us timelines of when they're going to declare for the race for president, mostly on the Republican side. Hillary, they're beg, borrowing, and stealing to get people to run against Hillary because it's a foregone conclusion. And, you know, let's be honest. If you knew that, would you want to run? Hey, let's pump some money into this campaign, act lively, make a few stops, and make it interesting, even though there is no chance you're going to win this. There is no chance. I don't think there's anything they could do to talk me into that. But it looks bad for the Democrats, I guess, in a way, if they don't have anybody else. But how do you summon up the... How do you summon up the desire to run when you know that's not going to happen? I just don't see it. You'll see maybe Joe Biden, but I think they're trying to talk Biden into that. I don't think Biden wants to do it. I don't think he wants to jump in there because he realizes. I mean, that's not happening. All right, this is strange. Odds and ends. How about this? There was a clown bra under the circus big top. That's not how we think of clowns, is it? I know a lot of people that don't like clowns. They have a thing about clowns. Well, this was in San Bernardino in California. And there were a lot of people there. There were hundreds of people watching as a fight broke out when they tried to stop these activists from forcing their way inside the big top, and they watched what was going on, and like I said, the melee was crazy. Two circus employees were injured. You had the ringmaster Oliver Ramos, who said his lip was split when he was smashed in the face with his megaphone and trying to keep the people outside, and you know, he turned around and he saw people being jumped and punches flying and You had clowns in the middle of this. Can you imagine? There were what they're calling activists. They were protesting on the street, but they just got crazy, fanatical, and decided that they were going to rush the big top. And I think that's pretty much what led to this. But how do you start whipping and hitting and going after a clown? I don't get it. Especially in front of the kids. You got a ton of kids that were there watching that. That's it. We're leaving. I'm going to say after that, nothing. Just that, hey, this happens sometimes. Bummer that your favorite, the clowns, let things get out of hand. All right, I promised I would talk about this. The waiting list for legal immigrants is now at 4.4 million, maybe even more. So, I mean, this is the thing, and I said this when the whole amnesty thing came about. What about all those people that have gotten lawyers who are fighting tooth and nail because they really want to be in the United States? There's no room. The list of foreigners trying to get to the U.S. has really surged, of course. And they either have a family member who's a U.S. citizen, a green card holder sponsoring them, or an employer who wants them. And that's always the best if you have somebody who's an employer and they want you. But we've blown $41 million on deporting illegal immigrants on these empty charter flights. And unlike the people who are slipping in and out along the border, many on the wait list have been there. This is so sad. As we know from our pal Jack Down Under, many have been on the wait list for up to 13 years or more. And they're going through the proper channels. Unlike if you come into the country illegally, now the chance that if it's the right scenario, you can come out of the shadows and then you're basically given the all clear. So how do you decide as the gatekeepers how many legal immigrants you're going to let in? So we have over 12 million illegals here now. We're dealing with that. And then you've got all these people waiting to try to get into the U.S. And they're pushed to the back. In all fairness, it's not fair. So we're promising green cards to million more people than we can really admit in whatever time frame. If you're somebody who's been trying and trying and trying, it's got to be frustrating to see that while you're struggling and really, really want it. And you realize, yeah, I'm coming to the end of the line here. And I think that's what's happening with a lot of people getting very, very, very discouraged. Very discouraged. Moving on to this, you know, every week it amazes me the things people do on planes and the attention they draw to themselves. And then if they're going to get prosecuted, because if you do something serious enough and you think it's not serious, then it becomes a big deal and you're SOL, if you know what I'm saying. Well, this was weird. United Airlines stopped a prominent security researcher from boarding a California flight on Saturday. This was because of a social media post by the researcher days earlier saying that the airline's onboard systems could be hacked. And this was a huge story. Now, the researcher was Chris Roberts, who tried to get on a United flight from Colorado to San Francisco to speak at a security conference this past week, but he was stopped. He founded One World Labs. They try to discover security risks before they're exploited because, you know, you can never do enough of this. So he had been removed from the United flight on Wednesday by the FBI after landing in Syracuse, was questioned for 4 hours, and jokingly suggested on Twitter he could get the oxygen mask on the plane to deploy. They seized his laptop, other electronics. He hasn't seen a search warrant, though. No explanation why he wasn't allowed on the plane, saying that the airline would be sending Roberts a letter within 2 weeks saying why they wouldn't let him fly on their plane. Oh, he's going to go after them. And that basically they're going to base it on the claims regarding manipulating the aircraft systems. So they decided it was best not to have him on there. Wow. Wow. Because they're talking about whether they could be compromised, saying somebody with a laptop, if you're going to allow everyone to have computers, then somebody with a laptop could go in there and they could explode something. They could crash a plane. So the decision ultimately will have to be made as to whether or not we're going to have access anymore to our computers. It may be that they roll that back in an effort to not be vulnerable and make it pretty easy where there's a layer of security you're just blowing. So he's been out there giving all these interviews. He's been talking to a lot of people. And he says that he was able to connect to a box under his seat at least a dozen times to look at information from the aircraft engines when he was on, fuel and flight management. So that's not good. If anything, the one thing it should do is point out where the vulnerabilities are so that they can work on it, so the airline industry can work on it. I mean, if you've got the Government Accountability Office saying just last week that some commercial planes might be vulnerable to hacking over their onboard wireless networks, and then you've got, the planes that are modern airplanes connected to the internet, of course it could be potentially dangerous because you've got unauthorized remote access to whatever the avionics are in that aircraft. Oh, wow. You know, I knew that. Looking around, I thought, if you were somebody trying to do something nefarious, trying to do something to a plane, how would you bring it up? What would you do? I mean, yes, the laptops get x-rayed, but it doesn't mean that there wouldn't be a way to rig that up. Ooh, so depressing to even think of that. So depressing. All right, remember what you can do. You can send me an email, day or night, americatonight.net. Patrick E., thanks so much for your help on the technicals and all of you for listening to this show, America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.